This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Comic books are traditionally drawn by an artist who uses pen and ink to depict the action on a page. These days, many listeners might be surprised to know that comics are touched up with Photoshop or some other digital editor. But don't worry, most of the characters are still rendered by hand. But the characters in a new graphic novel coming out this month from a Charlottesville artist are real people, captured using a digital camera, resulting in a cross between film and a comic. Just a couple more. Colin Whitlow wanted to do something interesting and unique to satisfy the requirements of his Anspaugh Fellowship at the University of Virginia's Studio Art Department. So he chose to develop a graphic novel, but one with an interesting artistic twist.
Mine is the same thing, but with photographs rather than illustrations. It uses the same devices that you'd be familiar with in comic books, dialogue bubbles and thought bubbles and things like that to convey dialogue and action.
The 160 pages of Lavender and Other Colors are somewhat of a hybrid between a film and a comic book. The novel is filled with hundreds and hundreds of photographs, arranged in sequence to tell Whitlow's story, which he says was originally written as a screenplay.
I'm not the best artist. I'm very much more of a photographer and a cinematographer.
So Whitlow decided to combine his strengths and turned his screenplay into a photographic novel. Though he really wanted to make a film, he settled on the comic for financial reasons.
I realized that the other advantage to this was I would be able to come out with a product that was fairly professional at a dramatically reduced price. If I were trying to make this same production with film and the added elements of sound and everything else that goes along, all the other problems that go along with film, it would have cost me substantially more money, and it would have taken a lot more time, and I don't know that I would have been as satisfied with the product as I am with this.
So instead of using sound, Whitlow used Photoshop to add words like bam and thwack to depict the sound of a fistfight. But don't expect to see Whitlow's actors wearing tights. Lavender and Other Colors stays away from spandex and instead concentrates on three members of a family in a fairly familiar situation.
The place where it strays from typical graphic novels or comics is that it doesn't focus as much on superheroes as it does more of the everyday occurrences. So it follows this family as they're going through some dramatic change. Wyatt is the son, and he is about to leave for college. And this his leaving home sort of acts as a catalyst for all three of the members of the family to change their lives in what becomes a fairly dramatic fashion. The way that the plot does steer a little toward traditional comic books and graphic novels is that there's a character who enters from time to time who's a little bit supernatural. It's this metaphysical sort of a person who's never really established whether she is a real person or not. She never has a name, but she sort of steps in at important moments, at convenient times, and alters the course of events.
Whitlow spent over 4 months writing the screenplay and having it reviewed and critiqued. His next step was to find actors, so he approached UVA's drama department.
My cast is primarily made up of members of the drama department who are getting credit in the drama department as a real class for participating. And then my crew, which is a small skeleton crew of 6 people, they're getting credit through the art department. And so I had faculty advisors working with me through the process. And we worked from January through the very end of March and a little bit into April on the actual production end.
In all, Whitlow took over 20,000 shots to come up with the raw material for the project. Then he used Photoshop to arrange shots into panels, panels into pages, and pages into a novel.
I'm looking at a page right now, and there's, there's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, actually 13 panels on there. A couple of them are overlapping other ones, for instance. But the question I have, how long did that page take you to produce in post-production?
Well, it depends on when you caught me along the process. When I first started, they were taking a very long time. I was, you know, being a perfectionist, and I guess to some extent I continued to be that way. But after doing it day after day, I got into a groove. So I would say at the beginning, it would take as long as 6 hours to do a page, and then by the end, layout was taking me about an hour a page, and then the additional saturation of colors and addition of sort of graphic elements took another 2 hours or so, 2 to 3 hours per page.
Throughout the process, Whitlow says he had to be mindful that the comic page is a different medium entirely from traditional photography or even narrative film. So he used Photoshop to tweak each shot to give Lavender and Other Colors a more comic feel.
I would change the color of the wall from panel to panel so that the same wall you're seeing is yellow, and then it's purple, and then it's blue. You can convey speed, you can convey mood and tone and all of those things in the way that you present your photographs, whether it's the size or the dimension of the photographs or the angle from which you took that photograph. And that was one of the main things that I was studying in other graphic novels, was the ways that they ended up, you know, when they got to a very intense part, how were they exciting the reader or the viewer? What sorts of strategies did they take on?
Now, almost a year after starting the project, Whitlow was close to having a finished product. But has he told the story he wanted to tell?
I think that I ended up telling a different story. I hope that I told a good story. It definitely changed along the way. The actors brought their own changes. Many of them were very good changes that I took on. And then a lot of times it was improv on the spot. So it did turn into a different story. I feel like the basic points that I was trying to convey are still there. So I'm happy with that. But it's been really fun. It's been really fun to see it develop into a story that I hadn't expected and that I, to some extent, wasn't in control of.
Now that his $14,000 project is through, and he's off to California in the fall to pursue a career in film, Whitlow says he isn't sure if he'll ever do another photographic novel.
It was a fun process. As I said, my goal is to sort of get into film, and I've been studying both photography and film. So this is something that I thought would really begin my process into producing and taking on a project that's very similar to film. So I would hope that, you know, I can do things like submitting this to film schools once I begin applying to those and things like that. But yes, I'm also going to be pitching this around to some of the publishers and seeing if there is any interest in beginning a series of these.
Whitlow has self-published 1,000 copies of Lavender and Other Colors and will debut them on Friday at a reception for the university's 6 ANSPA fellows at the Off-Grounds Gallery near the downtown mall. Whitlow will also be at Atlas Comics in Charlottesville on Wednesday. For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Sean Tubbs reporting.